Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're doing the chapter on loving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the chapter that when a person loves another person, what should he tell him? So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought various ahadith, and now he's showing that importance and the virtue of loving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he's bringing the ahadith showing how a person should express his love to his fellow Muslim brother for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith عن أبي كريمة المقداد بن كريم رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا أحب الرجل أخاه فليخبره أنه يحبه رواه أبو داود أبو كريمة المقداد بن معد كريم رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said if a person loves his brother he should tell him that he loves him. In other words, he shouldn't just keep quiet about him. Tell that person that I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Arabic normally, he said, إِنِّي أُحِبُّكَ فِي اللَّهِ, that verily I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One more short hadith. عن مُعَادٍ رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخذ بيده وقال يا معاذ والله إني لأحبك ثم أوصيك يا معاذ لا تدعن في دبر كل صلاة تقول اللهم إني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. Yesterday we did the hadith of Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu anhu, and he was in Damascus, and Abu Idris al-Khulani rahmatullah ali says that I went in the masjid and I saw one person smiling and people were around him, and whenever they were speaking anything and there was some type of a difference of opinion, they would just refer it to him, and whatever he said, that was the final say. So this surprised me when I asked the people that who is this person, this young man that is smiling so much, and he's the way he's explaining and people are just listening to him. So they told me that is Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, the great Sahabi Mu'adh bin Jabal. So he says that the next day I went very early to the masjid with the hope that I can meet him. When I went very early to the masjid, I found that he was already in the masjid. The Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu was already in the masjid and he was performing salat, and we did that hadith when he met him and then how he explained to him that he loves him. So today's hadith also is showing that love came from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith we did now, Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held him by his hand. So Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu was a young man. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam held him by his hand and said, Mu'az, by Allah, I take an oath in Allah, by Allah, wallahi inni la uhibbuk, that verily I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave him some advice. Now this is the style of giving advice, that a person shows some love, he shows some affection, especially to a young person, holds him by his hand, tells him he loves him, and then he gives him some advice. So how that person now is ready to accept that advice. So what advice is Mu'az radiallahu anhu is given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam told him, لَا تَدَعَنَّ فِي دُبُرِ كُلِّ صَلَاتٍ, that don't leave out after every faraz namaz. After every faraz namaz, don't leave out this one dua. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave him this dua. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Such a beautiful dua. He says the dua, the meaning of the dua is that, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you assist me. O Allah ta'ala, you assist me that I make your dhikr. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika. In other words, I'm not worthy of making your dhikr. I can't make your dhikr. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika. O Allah, you assist me in making your dhikr. Wa shukrika. O Allah, you assist me in making your shukr. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you assist me in worshipping you in an excellent way. What a beautiful dua. Three things are being asked. That, O Allah, you assist me in making your dhikr. O Allah, you assist me in making your shukr. And O Allah, you assist me in worshipping you in a beautiful way. I can worship you, I can do anything, but is it in a beautiful manner? Is it in an acceptable manner, loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So that also a person is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you assist me that even my ibadat must be done in a beautiful manner. And look what a beautiful manner this advice was given to Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of giving advices like this in such a beautiful manner, in such a nice way. Can you imagine how this affected the great Sahabi Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu anhu? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing him so much of affection. Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.